VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Police in the Netherlands said Tuesday they are investigating terror as a possible motive behind the shooting in Utrecht on Monday, in which three people were killed. Dutch police and prosecutors said a terror motive is being considered, quote, based on a letter found in the getaway car, among other things. And now, Dutch police say they've arrested a third person on suspicion of involvement in the shooting. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A spokesman from Utrecht's public prosecution office says three people are now in custody. The alleged shooter, Gokumen Tanish, and two others. Tanish is being held on suspicion of manslaughter with a possible terrorist motive. But the spokesman adds that investigations are continuing into what drove him to allegedly open fire in a tram on Monday morning. Authorities have not ruled out other possible reasons, and Dutch media has quoted neighbours of Tanish in Utrecht who've speculated that the shooting may have been linked to a relationship. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The leaders of the Western Hemisphere's two largest economies are promising closer trade ties and increased military cooperation. President Trump and Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro met Tuesday at the White House. Trump told reporters he was strongly considering NATO membership for Brazil.
The relationship that we have right now with Brazil has never been better. I think there was a lot of hostility with other presidents. There's zero hostility with me. And we're going to look at that very, very strongly in terms of whether it's NATO or it's something having to do with alliance.
Bolsonaro won election last year. He struck a pro-U.S., pro-Trump stance. He said he had come to Washington to inaugurate a new era of cooperation. Trump said the two would discuss the situation in Venezuela, where both support opposition leader Juan Guaido. This is VOA News. Hundreds of Islamic State fighters who are making a last stand for the terror group's self-declared caliphate have lost control of their tent city in the northeastern Syrian town of Baghouz. U.S.-backed forces say it's a significant blow to ISIS. Syrian Democratic Forces made the announcement on social media. In a speech to Parliament Tuesday, New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern told about acts of bravery by police officers and victims during the Christchurch terror attack.
There will be countless stories, some of which we may never know, but to each, we acknowledge you in this place, in this house.
Officials have begun releasing the bodies of the 50 people killed in last Friday's mass shooting at two mosques by an alleged white supremacist. There are no accurate figures yet on the number killed by a tropical cyclone in southeastern Africa, but Mozambique's president says it could be as high as 1,000. United Nations and international aid agencies are rushing aid to hundreds of survivors of the storm, which struck Mozambique, Malawi, and Zimbabwe. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The Red Cross is issuing a $10 million flash appeal for emergency aid to the cyclone victims. The World Food Program reports it is rushing food and other assistance to large numbers of desperate people stranded by the rapidly rising floodwaters in Mozambique. It says the humanitarian emergency is getting bigger by the hour. The UN Children's Fund also is issuing a flash appeal for $23 million to help many of the 260,000 children affected by the disaster. WHO says it is sending emergency kits, trauma kits, and cholera kits to take care of the immediate health needs of the people on the ground.
The U.S. Defense Department has released a list of hundreds of military projects that might be canceled or scaled back to free up money for President Trump's southern border wall. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
It's a 20-page list of projects across the U.S. and around the world worth about $13 billion that might be slashed to make way for the border wall. House Democrats say when their colleagues see military plans being scaled back in their communities, it might push them to vote to override President Trump's veto of the measure that would negate his emergency declaration. One example, North Carolina, home to GOP Senator Tom Tillis, where $100 million is planned for water treatment improvements at Camp Lejeune and airfield security upgrades at the Cherry Point Marine Corps Air Station.
AP correspondent Jackie Quinn. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.